Rabbi Shachet said, Mishnah 6, Ha'omer zeh b'ni ne'eman. If someone says, this is my son, and there's no prior, you know, like he wasn't around, or there's no prior presumption that this is his son, so since this person testified that it is his son, we believe him. We believe that his son, and he would inherit. He would inherit with regards to the other sons. But if he says, zeh achi, this is my brother, and says the Kaati, the other brothers don't recognize that this is his brother. You know, so it's like, they're saying, where does this guy come from, kind of thing. I know Neiman, so he's not believed, but this supposed brother would share with him in his share of the inheritance, because he's saying, this is my brother, but he wouldn't share with the other guys. So it brings the example over here on the card. He says, if there were two brothers, right, let's say, he says, Reuven and Shimon, and then Shimon comes along and he says that Dan is actually also our brother, and Reuven says, don't know who Dan is, you know, never heard of this Dan. And then they inherit. So what would happen was Reuven would get half, and Shimon would share his half with Dan. But the way he would share it, actually an interesting way he brings, is that Shimon would take one third of the total assets, because he's saying they're three brothers, mm-hmm. which would leave one sixth left over for Dan, because half of it would have gone to Reuven. Yeah. So interesting. So that's how they would split it up. Yeah, it makes up right. Mace, if he died, then Yechazrin Nechasim Limkoimo, then if Dan died, the third brother, the disputed brother died, so his assets would go back to the other brothers. Naflilo Nechasim Limkoimo Acher, and if Dan gets assets from somewhere else, Yishu Echa Vimoy, then his brothers will inherit with him. If he gets assets from somewhere else and then he dies, so his brothers will inherit him, because he's saying, you're my brothers. You know?
Even the one who disputed him, would he get money? One brother who disputed Dan.
Yeah, because Dan's saying, you're my brother. Right? Dan is admitting that he's his brother. Misha meist v'nimtzeis yadatikye. Okay, now this Mishnah changes topic completely.
DNA testing,
you're right. This changes topic completely. Someone who dies and they find a dayatiki, right, which is a document that donates things, that gives things to people, kushura al yarechon, it's like tied to his thigh. They find this document tied to his thigh. So reizu eina klum, so the document is nothing. So they don't know if this document is really, maybe change his mind. Who knows, you know, what the validity of this document is. So if they find it still tied to his thigh, they assume that the document is nothing. But zicha bala acha, but if the document has been given to another person, whether it's someone who is an heir or is not an heir, doesn't matter who has the document, then we believe the validity of the document and we would uphold its words.